Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer broadcast, and welcome to what very well may be the last video that makes it onto YouTube, given that I've already been suspended from Twitter today, so I seem to, along with the rest of the critically thinking world out there, have been targeted by the big tech establishment to silence. But I want to be very clear, this isn't an attack on free speech, this isn't left versus right shenanigans, this is warfare against humanity. And just as during conventional warfare, when you would seek to take out an enemy's communications and then their supply lines, so too should we expect that that is going to happen now. As big tech, as just one prong of this big multinational, globalist, communist, whatever you want to call them is fine with me, but just as big tech is the part of that combine that is taking out our ability to exchange information and keep in touch with our networks, so too is big food and these multinational food and feed companies going to start conducting siege warfare to take out our supply chain. It's already begun this year, especially with the pandemic, but right now it's going into hyperdrive. And while I've talked about that before, I'll briefly explore a little bit of that. You can, of course, now find me on gab.com/iceagefarmer. I had a Parler, and if they make it back up after Amazon killed them off, I'll see you there too. There's a Telegram group, t.me/iceagefarmer is how you can subscribe to my updates, or there's a chat group off of that, which is iceagefarmer.com/telegram chat, which has exploded today now that I'm off Twitter, so maybe we'll see you there. But the Gilded group is still, we were censored off Discord, so the Gilded group is still running. That's iceagefarmer.com/gilded, although they make no free speech guarantees, so it's kind of here or there. And then again, iceagefarmer.com is my server where you can find this broadcast, and I'll be posting updates there. I know it's inconvenient to go to a bunch of different websites to get your news, but that's where we are now. Big tech is taking away their tools, and so that is the cost of trying to stay up to date and get information through one of the densest fog of wars I think we've ever seen. The food giants that are trying to stifle our supply chains are doing so in the name of wokeness, something that appeals to the woke pandemic. And when we see that we're already in some of the tightest soybean supplies in world history, you know, I've been covering this, and we see traders and analysts talking about extreme tightness in the U.S. grains ending stocks right now. And yet, even against that backdrop, these big multinational companies, just like big tech cracking down on speech, these big multinational feed companies, Cargill, etc., who was a member of John Podesta's food chain operation game, this is a coordinated, multi-pronged attack on free humanity. And right now, they are ceasing to buy 60% of the Brazilian soybean crop, the 60% that comes from the deforested Cerrado region. I'm not saying deforestation is a good thing. I am saying that you don't stop buying soybeans when you're already running out of them. And yet that's what they're doing. So this is how they are cutting off the supply lines. This is going to affect the price and possibly availability of all food supplies. And absolutely, it's going to cut off the feed for animals. And so if you've got animals, you need to be stocking up, if you've not already, on, you know, chicken feed, especially anything you can to make sure that you are able to feed your animals in the weeks to months ahead. You should be doing that immediately. All right. And at the same time, you need to be, you know, if you've got chickens already, start incubating more eggs, or let your hen sit on another batch, so that in the weeks to months ahead, as your neighbors say, gosh, I really wish I had some eggs, then you can be there to offer them some chicks and let them help them start up their own flocks or rabbits or seeds, right? The idea here is that you have already positioned yourself to be enjoying food security, but not only that, you are enabling your community around you to join you there. So you're helping them, you're telling them how to keep their chickens or other animals safe from predators, you're helping them get their seeds started at the right time. Whatever it is that you can do to help your community out and to kick your own food production into absolute hyperdrive, now is the time to do it. We're under attack, and it's not just the Twitter accounts that's going right now, folks. This is an attack on all fronts. And while I do have tremendous optimism for the events we're about to see in the next few days, I don't think anyone is prepared for what's about to happen here, for the upset and the resulting turmoil that's going to happen here in the United States and around the world. That is just one part of this battle in what is going to be a long, protracted war. And we need to be standing up, like I said, our own supply lines, growing our own food, finding ways to produce our own energy, because we've read about the cyber pandemic and their intentions to take down our power grid. You know, the attack is a well-planned, and it's going to be a well-executed one. And so everything you can do to get out in front of that, given all that we've heard about on this broadcast and many others over the past months, now is go time. It's time to do it. So get all of your information out of Gmail or your money out of PayPal. Again, any dependence you have on big tech systems, remove it immediately. Any dependence you have on the grocery stores or the big multinational food and feed companies behind them, get out of it right now. It's time to get off of the power grid and stop depending on anything that these people operate. It's all toxic and meant to enslave you anyway, and we should have been doing this a long time ago, but now we are under absolute hellish attack, and we have no option. So it's go time, ladies and gentlemen. And in conclusion, because I don't want this to be a long video, my hand has been sort of forced by the Twitter suspension, but this is the most important. Of course, bird flu is now raging around the world. I've already mentioned that the UK was walking around door to door killing chickens because of bird flu, and it might fall from the sky, so we have to kill your chickens because you're in the gray zone, the quarantine zone here next to these big poultry farms. The same story is playing out around the world, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a U.S. issue. This is an attack on all of our ability to feed ourselves. So you see stories like this coming out of Lithuania, coming out of France, coming out of India, where they've been culling tens of thousands of poultry, ducks, crows, wild geese, everything. Any birds they can find, they're just going to kill them off in the name of preventing bird flu, trying to help these things. It's disastrous what's going on right now. And one of these articles actually reads that sales of any poultry, both chickens and eggs, in India are down 70-80%. And so poultry farmers now are just out of luck. They're killing themselves. They're running out of business. It's a travesty. And this is the same story. Like, we read the same words coming out of the UK. A little bit less farmer suicide, but the same results. The poultry industry just being decimated by what's going on right now. So this is an attack on our food supply around the world. And that's why food prices are rising. This was all foreseen in John Podesta's playbook, the food chain reaction game, long ago. It was funded by Cargill, one of the multinational. You have to see, these are the same players, and they are all executing this attack right now. Now, I've put up a couple laws. I'll close with this. I put up a couple laws that, on the other side of this initial attack, we all need to be rebuilding our own supply chains in a very local sense. And some good examples of that, you know, I've already mentioned in the past that Wyoming had succeeded at passing at the state level an exemption that defined cow shares and other animal shares as shared ownership of a cow, which meant that you didn't have to, when you harvested that animal, take it to a USDA facility. We cut out the federal government and their regulation, cut out the red tape, allowing ranchers to sell animals straight to consumers. This is exactly the kind of enabling and deregulating and optimizing all counter-economic activity locally that we can. Get the government out of our life. Get big multinational companies out of our life. There's another example of this in Florida. It was called Bill 1776 in 2018. Sadly, it didn't pass, but it said, because there was a lot of media coverage around some city government that said you can only have grass in your front yard. It's just absurd, right? It's your own property, but you can only have grass so it looks pretty. Well, Bill 1776 said, no, you're not allowed to even tell me what I can and can't grow in my front yard. If I want to grow vegetables there for my own homestead, it's perfectly fine. And more than it being fine, you can't tell me I can't do that. So 1776, and then Wyoming's bill, HB 155. I've taken these bills and put them up at thevictoryseed.org/law, because as we start to rebuild our own supply chains, again, emphasis on local production, emphasis on getting out of the way of local producers, small butchers locally, and selling direct to local consumers. We don't need multinational food companies around the world telling us what I can eat and grow here. And indeed, if we allow that to happen, we will starve. That's where we are now. So we don't have any option. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being a part of this broadcast. You know, there's 190,000 people watching this channel now, and every one of you has made a significant impact in getting this information out there, making sure people are aware that the cycles of the sun are changing, and that that means there's tremendous impact to agriculture. And in many ways, that is driving, as I've talked about over the years, the timeline for all this. They had to seize control now before they lost control when the food ran out. And so what we're seeing now, I think, is largely driven by the solar cycles we've talked about. But again, in the event this is the final broadcast, I just wanted to close by thanking you all for being a part of it. Every one of you, I really appreciate being in touch with, and I hope to stay in touch with you, whether that's on BitChute or some other platform yet to be imagined by free humanity. I'll see you there. And as always, you can send me a note, iceagefarmer@protonmail.com. Thanks for watching, folks, and I'll see you on the other side.